So what are some of the reasons for people not to become a doctor? Well, number one, long and intensive education. So becoming a doctor requires years of study, including 4 years of undergraduate education, 4 years of medical school, several years of residency training, plus then many of us do a fellowship that can be extra years after residency training. So I did a fellowship in primary care sports medicine after my 3 years of family medicine residency, and the sports medicine fellowship added 1 more year before I could start practicing medicine. So all this can take a significant amount of time and dedication, which may not be appealing to everyone. So number two, high costs. Medical education can be quite expensive, and the cost of tuition, textbooks, and other fees can add up quite quickly. For some, the financial burden of becoming a doctor may be a deterrent. And I've known physicians who are still paying off their student loans even after practicing for 8 to 10 years. Number three, stressful and demanding work. Doctors work long hours, deal with high stress situations, and must be on call for emergencies. This can be mentally and physically taxing, which may not be suitable for everyone. Number four, emotional toll. So doctors often work with patients who are sick or dying, which can be emotionally challenging. And the constant exposure to suffering and grief can take a toll on your mental health and well-being. Plus, physicians have their own lives and families. And many times we have our own health issues or health issues that affect our family, and we have to put that aside so we can best take care of our patients. Number five, high liability risk. So doctors do carry a high level of liability risk in their work, and a single mistake can have serious consequences. This can be a source of stress and anxiety for some, and may not be appealing to those who are risk averse. Number six, difficulty balancing personal and professional life. So the demands of a medical career can make it challenging to find a balance between work and personal life. This may not be compatible with everyone's lifestyle or priorities. And in primary care, most of us will work at least 15 hours per week, unreimbursed, doing charts, test results, filling out forms, taking care of patient messages and emails, doing prior authorizations to get medications and diagnostic tests approved. Many times I'll be at home doing this after a long day of work, and also on the weekends, whether I work that weekend or not. I've missed out on many family obligations, and these obligations to take care of the patients sometimes just take precedent. It's still an amazing job and calling, but sometimes I feel that I'm just a physician and nothing more, as I dedicate really the majority of my time and energy to my patients. Something to think about. Thanks.